That was This Old Road, the title track to Kris Kristofferson's new CD, and we're going to spend the next hour talking to Kris about this amazing new batch of songs and his life and times. Welcome back to your home state of Texas, Kris.
Thanks, Jody.
How does it feel when you come back to the Lone Star State?
I love it. I've always been proud of being a Texan. It feels great to be coming back here.
This Old Road is a really sparse affair. I should mention the players right off the bat. Your longtime partner, Stephen Bruton, on guitar and mandolin and harmonica. Jim Keltner on drums. Too bad you couldn't get a good drummer.
Yeah, I've worked with him a lot.
And your producer, Don Was, adding piano and bass. When you went in to record these songs, did you envision them as raw and naked as they turned out?
Well, it was kind of Don's idea because I'd been working that way for a couple of years on the road. I've just been playing with my guitar and harmonica and no band. And it's been working, but I don't think I would have had the courage to make a record that way. We cut it in one and, you know, short session. And then he put Stephen and Jim on there and himself later on a couple of the songs.
When and where were the songs on This Old Road written?
Well, This Old Road was written a long time ago, back, back in the early 80s. Hmm. And it's funny, we were out doing a video for it in the Mojave Desert the other day, and I realized I was walking out in the desert outside of Lancaster when I wrote the song. Well, my daughter had been in a bad motorcycle accident and was waiting to come back to consciousness in a hospital there, and I was going out in between waiting with her, going out in the desert and just running to try and keep my head straight.
Well, on the song This Old Road, and all the songs on this album, there's a feeling of reflection, of looking back. You're about to turn 70. Mm-hmm. Did you feel an urgency to express yourself at this stage of the game? Is this a time of self-assessment for you?
Well, yeah, I think when you get to this point in the race, that's the way you are. You're just more reflective than looking forward. Because looking forward ain't that great.
You never know.
You never know. The longer you go along, the more of your companions and heroes drop away. And it's got to make you reflective. I've noticed that in Dylan's latest albums, you know. And I was really, really pleased to see him doing it. It was great to see his perspective on what it feels like at this age, you know. And that's the way all my albums have always just been what I was going through at the time.
A snapshot.
Yeah, like a photo album or something. And if it was when I was going down to Nicaragua or whatever, it'd end up being like the Third World Warrior, you know. Right. But I think it's just been the way that I sort of organize what I'm experiencing, makes sense out of what I'm going through.
Kris, you live in Hawaii, which is a paradise, and so your world is okay, I'd imagine, when you're in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So it makes me wonder how you stay so emotionally in touch with a world that's in such deep trouble these days.
Well, I've been probably out around the world more than I've been home anyway in the last year or so. We've done tours over in Europe and Australia. I think you can't help but still be conscious of what's going on in the world if you're awake.
In the next song we're going to listen to, Pilgrim's Progress, you sing of your personal happiness and ultimate luck, but you also sing, this is a great line, I'd go crazy if I paid attention all the time. I want justice, but I'll settle for mercy. Is that how you stay sane in chaotic times?
I think, especially right now, which is probably the most chaotic time since I've been on the planet. It's about all you can do. Settle for some mercy, and I'd like to see a little more of that spread around.